Scott Engel of the Fantasy Sports Network here with Jesse Chavez of the Angels. Jesse, as we record this, you've had four quality starts in a row. Do you feel like you're really getting back into prime form in terms of your stuff and consistency?
I still feel there's a lot of work to do, even though, you know, it's been a little good little stretch here. But my biggest thing is trying to be as consistent and give the team the best chance. And, you know, it's starting to come about. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to hitting the ground running and, you know, sooner rather than later. The starts have been okay. Not satisfiable to my standards is what I like to be. But I can't complain about it.
Did you... So, you know, now you're here as like a featured part of this rotation. You know, it's interesting ballpark to play in. How does the park compare to some of the other parks you played in your career? Like, I know you're familiar with it, having played in the NL West with the A's.
It's a good park. Ball plays true. At night, it's utilize its hard advantage. The ball doesn't carry too much at night. During the day, we got to watch out for a little bit. But then again, that's our pitcher's mentality is to pitch to a ballpark. Wind's blowing out, pitch in, you know, little things like that we have to take into consideration when it comes to utilizing a ballpark. But me being from that area and 25 minutes from there, it's something that I really, really like with the weather. I'm used to the weather from growing up there and going to that ballpark as a kid.
So, yeah, now you're back in like a prime part of the rotation. What's been working for you selection-wise? And, like, have you changed anything in terms of your pitch selection coming into this year?
No. It was a little bit tough coming out of the gates as far as being back in rotation, you know, after not being in it all last year. But I would just say, no, I'm just trying to keep it simple. Simpler we keep it, I wouldn't say easier it is, but the less mistakes we have to worry about and think about is just simplicity.
So you're a guy, you know, who's been around as a veteran and stuff like that. How impressed were you with Bud Norris? This is a guy that started his whole career, and now he's made an amazing transformation into a closer.
Yeah, I mean, he had stuff as a starter, and he still does. It's just this is the year where he fits in as at the back end of our bullpen, and he's a great compliment. The stuff that's coming out, I mean, he's always had that good heater. Now I think it's in those situations he comes in, it's kind of like being in that fifth inning as a starter when you got runner on second and third and you need to make a pitch. Being a starter for his longevity, I think that kind of helps that transition to the back end of the bullpen, because if a manager can trust you every 5 days, I don't see why he couldn't trust you at the back end with the type of stuff Bud has.
You're a fantasy player. You play fantasy football. Not that you know how baseball works,
Yeah. But
you know, a lot of people, you know, have started picking you up in fantasy baseball, especially if they play in leagues that are American League only. How do you react to that?
That's awesome. You know, it's a sign that I go out there and do my job as best I can every 5 days. And, it's something that I appreciate. I greatly appreciate it, you know, when I hear guys, you know, that say they pick me up on fantasy or a buddy at home or something like that. But it's always comforting.
What about my co-host, Greg Sussman, told me specifically, when you go out to the park today, make sure you speak to my guy, Jesse Chavez. Our lead host is always talking about Jesse Chavez as my guy.
That's awesome. You know, that gives me that extra – little things like that give me more motivation to go out there and perform a little bit better that next time out.
Jesse, thanks a lot.
No problem. Thank you.